From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says it has drawn up a list of pressures and incentives to bring about peace in Sudan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more on the diplomatic strategy announced today.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the administration has three main goals in mind: ending a genocide in Darfur, keeping a fragile peace between the North and South from collapsing, and making sure that Sudan doesn't become a haven for terrorists.
It is up to us and our partners in the international community to make a concerted and sustained effort to help bring lasting peace and stability to Sudan and avoid more of the conflict that has produced a vast sea of human misery and squandered the potential and security of a vital region of the world.
She said the administration has a menu of pressures and incentives to promote peace, though she wouldn't elaborate. The U.S. has made clear that it won't ease sanctions on Sudan until it sees some changes on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama made a visit to a Maryland elementary school this morning where he urged kids to keep reading. The president appeared at Veers Mill Elementary School outside Washington, D.C., where he met with third and fourth graders. Mr. Obama made his way through the elementary school's cafeteria, shaking hands with students and teachers. The White House says the president chose to visit Veers Mill, which receives federal poverty aid, because of the school's ability to improve the academic track records of low-income and minority students. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn is offering to loan $6 billion of his own money to CIT Group in an effort to help the struggling lender. Icahn is a CIT bondholder. He says it would be a much better option than the company's current plan to restructure its debt. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In a letter to CIT, Icahn called its restructuring proposal a bad faith plan to buy votes from bondholders who must approve the deal. The company is trying to get bondholders to support a plan that would exchange current debt for loans that mature later. Bondholders would also get stock in the company. But Carl Icahn, a bondholder himself, says that idea would raise the cost of borrowing for CIT, which is already struggling to keep up with a drop in income while borrowing costs climb. CIT is a major lender to the retail sector. The company received $2.3 billion in federal bailout money last fall. Carl Icahn says he could save the company money with his offer to back a $6 billion loan. Icahn wants to push out the company's current board of directors, which he has called incompetent and unconscionable. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Apple waited till after the market had closed today to announce both higher-than-expected profits and sales. The Cupertino, California-based maker of Mac computers, along with popular iPhone and the iPod, says its net profits rose to $1.6 billion, or $1.82 a share in the third quarter. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 96 points. The NASDAQ was up 19 points today. This is NPR. According to the lawyer for the parents accused by authorities of carrying out the so-called Balloon Boy hoax, he expects charges in that case to be filed this week. Lawyer David Hain also said at that time both Richard and Mayumi Heaney will be prepared to turn themselves in. Authorities are now saying they believe the Colorado couple, who launched a large helium balloon, which they initially said might have their six-year-old son on board, were carrying out a publicity stunt to promote a reality show. Balloon shaped like a large flying saucer was chased by authorities for more than 50 miles across two counties last week before it finally landed with no one on board. Head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards has vowed to retaliate against the U.S., Britain, and Pakistan after accusing them of backing the suspects in Sunday's suicide bombing that killed several commanders of the elite corps and dozens of others. Del Gavlak reports.
Revolutionary Guard Chief General Muhammad Ali Jafari has alleged that he has documents proving there are direct ties between the U.S., British, and Pakistani intelligence agencies with the Sunni militant group known as Jundallah, or Soldiers of God, who claimed responsibility for the attack. He pledged Iran would carry out retaliatory measures to punish the countries, but stopped short of providing specifics. The United States, Pakistan, and Britain have all condemned the bombing and denied any involvement. The blast in Iran's restive southeast area bordering Pakistan was the bloodiest attack in Iran since its war with Iraq during the 1980s. Some analysts say the militant group has had shifting alliances with the Taliban, Pakistan's intelligence service, and others who view it as a tool to use against Iran. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Crude oil prices were higher today. Crude was up $1.08 a barrel to close at $79.61 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.